What happens when five mom podcasters with A-type personalities have a tandem podcast episode roundtable about motherhood? You'll find out on this week's Fandom Mothers Podcast with Off the Gram.
This is the Fandom Mothers Podcast. Fandom
Mothers. What up, breeders?
Hello, breeders. Welcome back to
Fandom Mothers Podcast.
We love you.
I love you.
We definitely entertain ourselves in these intros.
This is Tracy, by the way. Do we ever like properly introduce our voices to new listeners?
I think our voices are different enough.
I mean, are you just assuming that everyone, when they hear you talk, they just know that that's you? Because everyone should just assume that I'm the loud one.
Well, no, it's funny because on this particular episode, we have several women talking at once because you guys, we have this great episode today with the women from Off the Gram. But when there's five people in a conversation, they were also professional to be like, this is Heidi. This is Jamie. This is Megan. And we never did it once. We're like, everyone will just assume they know who we are.
I just continue to be the loud one.
I'm just like the one in my nose. I feel like I have a very nasally voice.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Well, I hope it's not true. But when I listen to these podcasts, I always
feel
like
your voice.
Thank you.
No podcaster likes to listen to themselves.
Nobody in like life in general.
It's so funny. My daughter just like not too long ago realized how much she hated her voice when she was like playing something back.
Oh yeah.
You know, and she was like, "Mom, my voice is so awful." I'm like, "Girl."
And now you're not, girl.
Get used to a lifetime of self-loathing in that department.
No, yeah, there's
it's so funny.
I think we hear it differently than
I don't mind my voice
it.
And my actually now I've never really liked my voice. I've never liked my voice. I've never liked my name.
What's wrong with Tracy?
I just never liked it. You know, we've discussed this. Probably we were drunk.
How many of you all like your names? I'm curious.
Do you like your name?
I don't mind it. Yeah.
You know why I don't love it?
Your name.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the hard R. I ironically have.
Ironically.
Have the thing that I don't like. I hate hard R's.
Wow.
Tracy.
Tracy.
It's real bad.
Real bad. That's amazing. Now I'm only going to think of that when I say your
name. We have for sure discussed this.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what I did want to discuss was we actually talked about this on someone else's podcast, but we didn't talk about it on ours, and I wanted to mention it briefly. How my friend and I were talking about how, my friend Nikki, how we, I get to sleep in on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this and I said, well, I get to sleep in on the weekends because I do everything else during the week. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this with Off the Gram as well. And Nikki goes, well, I sleep in on the weekends because I'm a mom and it's my right. And I was like, yes. Like, when are we ever going to start just accepting that what we do every day is hard? And if we want to sleep in and ask our
Never.
Husbands to take over, then okay.
Never.
I was like so proud. I just thought that was it shocked me. I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Interesting.
I mean, do you ever have that thought in your
constantly.
Brain? Like you constantly are like, well, I'm the mom, so I have a right?
No, I'm constantly feel guilty about it.
This is what I'm saying. Like
the other day, like I was so tired. I could not get out of bed. I didn't need to get out of bed. My husband was taking the Evie to school. Like I needed to sleep. I was tired. I don't know why. Probably because it's just been snowing in Denver.
It's true.
Since 2020.
Yeah.
I'm real over it. Anyway, and I just was like, oh, I got to get up. I got to get up, mm-hmm. you know? And then I told Evie, we were talking and I was like, yeah, she's like, oh, this weather's making me sleepy. I go, I know. I just did not want to get out of bed. And she goes, well, you didn't need to. Even my kid knows.
I mean.
I know.
And so my husband, Chris and I, you know, my husband, Chris.
He's got a hard R too. It's not as hard as Tracy though.
Chris actually has two syllables when I'm mad at him. Chris.
Chris.
He and I got our second shot on the same day. And so we both had like low grade fevers and just didn't feel right. We weren't like extremely sick. We were just kind of sick. But we actually ended up having the best day ever because the kids went to a girlfriend's house who was like, let me know if you want me to take your kids. And we were like, sure. And at the end of the day, he turns to me and he goes, I had a really nice day with you. I was like, that was awesome. When's the last time we just like sat on the couch and watched a movie?
Well, that's why everyone likes snow days, because it's like you get all snuggly, but nobody gets to do it anymore.
But the low grade fever, you don't have to do anything productive. Like, you have the best excuse not to even like pick up the trash off the floor, you know? Like,
right.
And I just think it had been so long since Chris and I, especially together, had just allowed ourselves to just not be parents for an entire day.
Sounds amazing.
It was like, I'm like, low grade fever me any day. Anyway, I think we need a lot more of, I'm a mom and it's my right. That is like a lot. It's huge for me.
Yes. And speaking of, we have the exact thing that is your right.
Hell,
your right to party. That is called Mother's Day Eve. And for those of you who are new and don't know our whole history, as if we don't talk about it enough, but we have a comedy show called The Pump and Dump Show that has been touring the country for years and years. And
so many years.
We have not been obviously performing, and our additional casts haven't been performing, and it's real sad cake. And the thing that's the saddest is that every year we have this epic party from just for moms. We do the show, and then we usually have a dance party after. Mm-hmm. We always have a dance party after here in Denver. And it's on Mother's Day Eve, because we feel like that's the true Mother's Day, because someone else can get up with the kids on Sunday. And I have a long history of being perpetually disappointed on Mother's Day. Mother's Day, because like so many moms, if you've got big families or you've got a lot of kids, like you just don't ever get to relax like you want. And maybe you don't want to get up and like put on a dress and go to brunch. You know, maybe you just want to lay in your bed and like in your own slobber, you know, like I get it. And so
maybe you need a low grade fever.
Maybe you need a low grade fever. So you don't have to slobber on Mother's Day Eve, but we are going to do the show on stage at an actual theater here in Denver.
In front of an invite-only small audience.
Yep. So there's going to be like laughter. We're not just performing into a void. And it's going to be streamed, and moms across the nation, everyone can join.
And it's not a Zoom, you guys. This is not like a business meeting. Like you will get to watch it through your Apple TV or your Roku.
I'd like to say it's going to look like Hamilton style, but I don't want you to get your hopes up too much. But it will be like a stage performance. It'll be real cool.
Yeah, there's like a real camera crew.
Yeah, it's going to be legit. We're going to put on makeup, all the things. And Debbie Shear is going to be hosting like a pre-party an hour before with prizes to give away. And I'm just so excited. And tickets are $19.
Yep. And you can buy VIP packages, which gets you some really cool, fun stuff, including the ability to submit a video to shout out and surprise another mom who's watching. So like say your sister is across the country and you're both watching that night.
Yes.
You can like surprise her with a little video shout out that says why she's an awesome mom
and wish her a happy Mother's Day.
It is we do that in our live audience every year,
and
but
it's
this
like
year,
the best. And
it's so cool.
Can we just collectively agree to like shut down the grid on Mother's Day Eve? Like I want all the lights to dim and all the moms are just like, I am off freaking duty. Y'all can take care of yourselves. I'm going, you know, I'm getting together with my girlfriends, or I'm locking myself in the bathtub. And I'm watching this show and it's my night, and just X out your calendar and you are off duty. And I just think if we all did it like energetically, all these moms coming together just to celebrate the crappiest year we've probably ever had. Yeah,
the year that almost broke us.
The year that almost broke us. Like, let's do it. Like, tell everyone and let's just laugh.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So tickets are on sale now. You can go to bandofmothers.com and click on the link straight to the Stellar Tickets page with all of the info, where you can get the VIP packages, where you can just get regular old tickets.
I mean, there's going to be chat. It's interactive. All the things. And like, it's going to be so good.
We're so excited.
I know. So, and tell your motherfuckers to buy you a $19 ticket for Mother's Day so you can watch it, and tell them to give you the night off.
Exactly.
Easy gift. Don't have to do anything. And it's going to be real fun.
And if you're unfamiliar with the show, motherfuckers are dads because they fuck mothers.
Right.
It's a simple term.
It's just Yeah.
It's an affectionate term.
Proper use of the term. That's frankly. Right.
And before we enter into today's episode with the, that's actually our first tandem podcast.
Yeah. And, but like a round table. Oh, so good.
It's so fun. Yeah. Before we do that, we did want to thank you so much for ordering Tracy's High Plains body oil. The High Vibe body oil from High Plains Market.
And the Forest Bathing Bath Salts. Yes. And the Diamond Shield Aura Spray.
Yeah. Those are Tracy's products that she hand makes in her kitchen. It is a true joy for her. And it is, the oil is literally like my favorite thing, my favorite smell. I use it in every bath I take, which is
a lot
of baths.
I totally forgot to bring a refill. I'm sorry.
I need a refill, which is what reminded me and why I wanted to tell everyone about it. But if you haven't checked it out or ordered it, it's such a great Mother's Day gift
for yourself, like,
for yourself or for somebody else. I mean, it is, they're such clean, amazing, delicious, nourishing, that was the word I was looking for, products. And the oil is like, it's everything. Not only can you use it to give a hand job, but it is just so good for your skin just on a daily basis. I would put it on my face. I don't know.
Don't put it on your face.
Why?
Because it's got shea oil in it and that'll clog your pores.
Oh, don't put it on your face, but put it everywhere else.
I'm working up the courage. I have a face serum in my brain. I'm working up the courage, but I don't want to break anybody out. But my skin's so sensitive, so I just have to test, but then I don't want to break out. But okay. I think I know what you need. But don't put it on your face. Put it everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
And everything on Bomb Market. If you're looking for Mother's Day gifts, if you're not going to buy everyone you know a ticket to the Pump It Up show, go to bomb.market and shop around. There's some good stuff on there. But yeah, High Plains Market. Thanks to everyone who's ordering. You know, I mean, I may or may not pray over, give a little blessing over all the things just so you get a good energy in your box.
Oh, I have good energy in my box. well, and that's the thing too. Like, don't you want for Mother's Day to support mothers?
I think so, it's like, time.
Buy your gifts, not from the Amazon, but go to bomb.market.
I mean, or the Pump It Up show. And if like you're a boss, buy tickets to everyone, all the moms, hardworking moms in your... everyone needs to just attend the Pump It Up show. Can we just say that?
It's an hour. It's going to
be so good.
So fun. We're so excited.
It's like therapy.
We're breaking out the cajon.
But better. Oh my gosh, I have to play the cajon again. Do you guys know I play the cajon? Really good at it.
Been training for years.
But back to today's episode with the lovely ladies of Off the Gram.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We hope you enjoy this conversation. It's pretty much like you're a fly on the wall during a girls gathering. So
for
we
sure.
hope that you enjoy it. We talk about mommy burnout, and we talk about a lot of different weird things that have happened
really
to us.
Really just went off, as women do.
Yeah. We hope you enjoy it and that you follow all of them on the gram. We'll have all of the links down below on the gram and off the gram. Enjoy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, ladies.
Yay.
So many ladies on today's show. So this
many
is like
mamas.
So many mamas. It's like really a lot of mamas. So Christine sat this one out because God bless her. She's the only one not tortured with, I mean, blessed with kids. So, but we are here with a band of mothers. Yay.
Yay.
Who are the most phenomenal podcast. They are a Warner Brothers and Wondery show. A lot of street cred for these ladies. Megan. I know Megan Lynn, you've appeared on their show, right?
Yes, yes. Got to talk about your Fully Charged Life with my girls. And they have merch, by the way. They have merch, the softest sleep shirt that ever happened.
I know, they're so much cooler.
That's amazing.
They're so much cooler.
And you can pull it down and whip a boob out.
That's I mean, these don't come out that often anymore, but.
Oh, yeah, for us with 8 and 10-year-olds, we just whip it out. For fun.
It's a scoop neck. Do with it what you will.
Yeah. It's so soft. I love your merch.
I know, it's real good. Thank you.
I'm obsessed with that. Baby. All right. We got to get on our merch game. But in the meantime, we're just grateful to be here with everybody because this is the first time we've ever done a tandem show, which means it's going to air on both of our podcasts. So this is like kind of a BFD. Like, this is like really cool.
It is. Right? Same with us. This is our first tandem pod.
Amazing.
It's not my first time with four other women.
I was just going to like make some sort of a joke like that. Then I'm like, is it inappropriate? No, it's great. Okay.
Always inappropriate is excellent.
We already went there. So we're just going to jump right into the topic today because it's like a really juicy one and I'm just really here for it and really feeling it right now, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. So Megan, you want to kind of kick it off?
So when we interviewed Arianna Huffington last year for Off the Gram Live, the first thing we hit on was a scary moment in her life. The date was April 6th. Somebody here's birthday, as well as my sister's birthday. But this was 2007, and Arianna had been on a whirlwind schedule, businesswoman by day and night, an attentive mom by night and day. After pulling an all-nighter working while on a college visit trip with her daughter, Arianna collapsed. She broke her cheekbone and woke up in a pool of her own blood.
Damn. Well, I know it really woke up something else in her too. So mom burnout is real now more than ever. We've all been there, stealing away a few moments alone in the bathroom, the closet, the pantry, wherever, wishing there were more hours in the day and always feeling guilty over not giving 100% to your career and or your kids.
Totally, Jame. Heidi here. And between the three of us off the Grammars on today's show, plus Gina and Tracy from Band of Mothers, we are five type A ladies ready to set the world on fire with 11 little roadblocks, aka our children, seemingly throwing firecrackers at our feet to slow our roll with every stride.
Amen, girl. So today we're going to chat burnout. We're going to get to the good tips. Don't just eat your kids' food. Okay, got it. Schedule one night off a week. Yeah, sure. Sounds dreamy. But mostly we're just going to bitch and commiserate and share funny burnout stories from our collective mom life. Because really, if you can't laugh, what the hell are you going to do? Am I right?
I feel that 1,000%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so we wanted to know from you guys how, you know, we talk a lot about awesome moments, which are just kind of these designated moments where you just feel like something totally sarcastically awesome just happened, you know, as a mom. And it's often embarrassing or often just kind of like your lowest point. But we kind of like to find the humor and all of the pain. We like to laugh about the things that make us cry. So we wanted to start by asking you guys, you know, in your biggest burnouts, have you had any moments that have just really, that you honestly need to get off your chest right here with us today?
Those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, that just happened. Thank God no one else was around except my child, who hopefully will forget.
Right, whose head just hit a ceiling fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So
whatever
many.
It is.
So many.
Oh, Heidi here. That just made me think of one that's, it's mortifying. It's horrifying. I actually can't believe I'm sharing it. Like I've shared before about the poop explosion on the plane. That's like nothing. So I had twins first, and that's just like burnout city right away, right? Yeah. Two newborns. It's like 24 hours of one or the other doing something. And, because there's two of them, I can't hold them both same time all the time, right? Because then you can't do anything else. So the biggest thing was having seats, like little bouncers everywhere. And we went away to our summer spot and I brought, like, you know, the Fisher Price bouncers because they were like easy to fit. but you have to clasp them in. You guys, with my baby twin, I literally like got her skin in the clasp because I was so tired and she was crying and I'm like, what's wrong? Because I'm so sleep deprived. I have no idea what's going on. I think we spent the whole night driving the night before. I mean, it hurts my heart even to tell this story. It's so horrific. I'm like this little helpless infant.
Did you notice it at the moment or did you keep it clasped?
No, so she was crying and it took me, because I was so tired, it took me like a, I think my mom actually was like, hey, I think you pinched her. And I was like, what? No, I didn't.
Wait, there's nothing worse than when your mom, like the other day, my mom was here, guys. Wait, I don't know if you know this, but so my mom came and she stayed, I live in Pennsylvania now. And my mom came and stayed over for like a night. And I was supposed to be watching my kids. And my mom comes down and she's like, Asher was upstairs. He's two by himself. He climbed the huge stairs. She found him wandering around by himself upstairs. She's like, is this
looking for the remote?
By himself. I was like, sure isn't, Joni. He sure isn't.
Oh, milestone. There you go. He climbed the stairs. Good job.
I was pretty proud. Yeah.
I've got lots of them. I mean, I shared one when I was on your show. I think my most recent one was we just went to St. Thomas. And I didn't put, so my daughter got like this really, I convinced her it was cute, like one of those long sleeve scuba bathing suit, like a, but like it was like a zip up, like it was not just the rash, it was like a full one piece suit or whatever.
Cute.
But it was like a little cheeky on her little 10-year-old butt cheeks. And I did not spray the crease. Ah. It looks like I'm to the point now where like, so it's so burnt that it's blistered and I may need to take her to the doctor. We've been putting antibiotic ointment on it since we got back, it almost looks like, I mean, I want like that I hit her with a belt or something. Like it is so awful. And so I had a dermatologist this morning and I was like, so what would happen if someone got a really bad, what would be the protocol and how do you know it's time to go to the doc? I mean, it's like horrifying. And I was like proud of myself in the moment that I got her to wear like a long sleeve suit and I'm doing the good mom thing and she's lathered. I just didn't get her a little tush and it's
but
fried.
I did not anticipate the mom guilt that I would feel when you sunburn your child. Like I didn't realize that was a level of responsibility that was on our shoulders, that if you miss a spot, like that's on you and you just like burnt your kid.
Exactly.
But I don't think our parents cared about that at all.
Definitely not.
But in the sense of mommy burnout, there's just too many children to put the lotion on. Like it's too much.
Lotioning kids sucks. This is
like an hour.
Don't you wish there was a pill? Like here's your sunscreen pill. Here's your sunscreen pill.
And then you have to redo it every time they go in the water. It's like you're sunscreening all day long.
We need to invent a sunscreen pill. Like that would be a game changer.
No, our director of operations had the best idea. She wants sunscreen boots where you just put in a couple dollars and it's like a spray tan and it gets the whole kid covered.
They have that in Aruba. I saw it. Like, so they had it.
I mean, why wouldn't
it? It was like a sunscreen booth.
Oh my God.
The problem is it's sort of like, you know, like you got to make sure eyes, mouth, clothes, or you've now had sunscreen for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. But like,
you know what? I would take that over splotchy, burnt skin and like burnt shoulders.
So I will say, so the dermatologist did give me a good hot tip that I will now use. She said, always put the sunscreen on when you're naked, never when your sunscreen is on. And I'm like, okay, fine. That is my new hot tip. I will always apply the SPF when they're naked.
Yeah, Megs. Heidi, I put it on in the bathtub or the shower so that the floor isn't when they're naked. So because they can also slip on the floor, which would be just another moment.
See,
moment.
Heidi, clearly I don't love my children. Right?
You know what it is? And I thought about this because I got sun poisoning in St. Thomas when I was a little girl.
Oh,
so
no.
I think that like scar makes me extra psycho about sunscreen.
I legit was proud. I'm like, I'm doing a good job with this goddamn SPF. And then it's like,
butt cheeks.
You know what? I think this is like, it's funny because there's a lot of stuff that like for a lot of moms, this stuff is intuitive. And I've always felt, and I share about this very honestly on Instagram and beyond, that like, it's not all intuitive to me. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that relate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you're just supposed to have these kids and then you have the mom instinct and like, you're just going to know what to do to protect them. And it's good. You're going to see the sun and be like, oh, I'm a sun warrior. I'm going to save you. No, it doesn't even occur to me half of the time. And I'm just being really honest. And there's also like, I think a real beauty to knowing your lane. I mean, obviously taking care of like sunblock, you got to do. But like for me, for instance, a moment that I could think of just from the other day was like my kid had like crazy hat day at school. And these days come up all the time. Like they'll give us these crazy ass assignments. The teacher's like, we're going to do.
I fucking hate.
That's when you call me. That's my jam. Just call me. That's
Megan Murphy call like Megan lives for Murphy. Spirit Week.
Okay. It happened like once every other week and you're constantly doing work for it.
I'll call you next time, Megan. I'm not calling Megan because I don't want to make a hat. Like I don't like I love my kids, but I also don't want to or have time to make a hat. And I don't, and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Like it's not my lane. So this particular one, usually I like share it with my nanny with enough time. We decide who's going to do it. We make sure someone gets it done, but she's great at crafts, yada, yada. It's not my thing. I'm not crafty. I like to, you know what I'm saying? Like I do words. I do spreadsheets. I like business. I don't.
I'll cook you a meal.
You know what I'm saying? Like I
do not ask me. To
how about
do
when it's like dress up as your favorite teacher?
Oh,
and it's like, how the hell is my kid supposed to dress up as a teacher?
All the time.
Also, especially in COVID when you don't even see them.
That's true too.
If you're virtual schooling.
Oh
my God. I'm the dissenter because I love this shit. Like, I want to dress like a teacher. I want to wear a hat.
I just
see a theme.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, this stuff stresses me out more than anything because I tend to work from 6 a.m. till like 2 a.m. I work like a freaking maniac. Okay. And it already burns me out so much that when I can't give the amount of time that I feel like I want to on these projects. So the crazy hat day situation, I didn't tell my nanny in time. I didn't share it with anyone. I got the email and I didn't forward it like a jackass. And I made,
clearly a terrible mother.
I'm a terrible mother. So I made the hat myself the night before. Let me tell you. Oh no, girls. My kid went, like, as he's walking out the door, he's like, Mom, there's safety pins sticking in my head. I'm like, get in the car. Like, it was so bad, you guys. It was like two pieces of felt safety with 1,000 safety pins. It was horrible. But that's the kind of stuff that stresses me out.
I would have made that for you in 3 minutes for
sure. She doesn't have a glue gun, okay?
I definitely don't have a glue gun.
But even what Heidi said earlier about, you know, planning ahead enough to even get your kids when they're naked, sunscreened when they're naked, like that stresses me out because I'm the person who does not have the towels in a place and the swim bag. Like packing the swim bag alone is like my nightmare.
Oh my God, so, can we talk about packing?
I would say, this is a confession. Shay and I, okay, so pools were closed last summer. Couldn't go to the pool. So
which is why my bush is now 6 inches long.
Amen.
We've had winter bush since 1984. Let's just be honest. But regardless, it grew out extra long. But we both bought stock tank pools for our backyard, which if you guys don't know what that is, it's literally a cow watering tank. It's 10 feet wide.
They were hard to get. How'd you get your hands?
Oh, yeah. We got like the last two in Colorado
And you also paid like X5 for it.
It wasn't bad.
You know, the exponentially ratio wise, the giant galvanized metal tank that had to be delivered on the back of a semi was less expensive than the cheap ass pump from Intex that we had to like buy on the black market. Like,
yeah.
That's where the 5X was.
Like I had to give like blowjobs for that thing.
Yeah, it was real bad. Like we were swapping parts with neighbors. Anyway, but it was so joyful because I didn't have to pack the pool bag all summer. Right. And the kids just ran outside and got in the water. And I hate packing the pool bag. It's the
towels,
this
is what I'm getting a pool. And this is that was my argument. I don't want to get in a car ever again. I don't want to put anything in a car. I don't want to get a towel in a car. I don't want to put a kid in a car with sunscreen on the seats and all the things.
Like, can we also talk about how like when we were kids, no one wore goggles. You don't need a fucking goggles.
Yeah,
nothing. Swim. Why is it?
Maybe I gathered a penny from the grass and we dove for that. Yeah.
I spend so much time adjusting goggles. Like, oh, they're too tight. They're too loose. There's water in them. I have like 7 pairs.
Like I have to have fruit and then a salty snack and then a little treat and then like something hefty when they get extra hungry. It's ridiculous.
And all the water bottles and you have to carry it and then you break your back.
I'm too cheap to buy the pizza. It's like $10 pizza for something that's like Yeah.
So this is my confession. I forget that kids need to eat because I just assume they will tell you when they're hungry. And so I'm really bad at feeding people. Like, it just never occurred to me that maybe I should have given them lunch because they didn't ask for it. Like, that's my husband. If you were saying, like, what would you change about my wife? He'd be like, I would like her to feed people. Like, it would be so great if she would feed people.
See, that's where my OCD scheduling comes in handy because I'm like, nice. It is 12 p.m. It is lunchtime. It is 5 p.m. It is dinner time. Like, we don't, and snack time is right in between.
Oh, could you, maybe you had to put me on a schedule, Heidi, because I don't know. I'm like, who you got?
I'm with you, Megan. And my daughter doesn't eat breakfast, really. She doesn't love it. So I forget that she needs to eat too. And a story that I told a lot, in our Pump and Up show when we were touring, we went on this like long bike ride right when she learned to get on two wheels, and she just like loves riding her bike. So we got on the trail and we were biking, and I think we went like 5 or 6 miles, and she was young, like four or five, I don't know, young kid. And we're all riding and riding and riding, and then I see her getting slower and slower behind us, and then she's kind of getting like that weepy eyes, and it's not like her. She's a pretty tough kid. I'm like, what's, come on, Evie, let's go. And halfway through, I realized we forgot to feed her breakfast, and we are like miles away from her house, and this poor child has had no water and no food.
Jesus.
And she's got to bike home.
That's what I would do. I feel that.
I am.
I'd like to hear about like kind of how you guys are in your relationships. And this is Jamie talking. So I'm asking the Band of Mothers ladies, because here's the thing. So Megan and I are very similar in that like our husbands also babysit us for sure. We are definitely like, we are mama bears for sure. We love the shit out of our kids and we work hard at it. But also if our husbands weren't there, we'd probably starve and maybe like shrivel up and die on certain, right? Like on certain.
And you notice that Jamie said, Megan and Jamie.
Heidi, on the other hand,
love my husband. But no. When you told that story, it made me think of when my son has hip dysplasia. And so there's been a lot of surgeries and body casts. He's the youngest. So my husband will take the girls, my twins, skating on the weekends. And so I'll stay home with James, the youngest, and he'll go skating. And like, I will feed them. I will wake up an hour early to make them breakfast. I will feed them breakfast. I will clean them up from breakfast. I will get them dressed. I will braid their hair so they can skate without the hair getting in the way. You know, so they can wear their masks because, you know, hair bands get in the way of masks, apparently. And I'll do all the things. And then he'll be like, you, like, on the way home, you forgot to pack them a snack. And I'm like, part of me is like, oh, I'm the worst mother ever. And the other part of me is like,
Did I really forget?
Are you joking?
Are your hands broken?
Is your brain broken? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So how do you guys, like, how does it work? Like, I want to hear about, like, structure, because I'm always looking to learn.
Oh, gosh. I do everything, but I also don't do it well, so it's fine.
That's not true. You're very hard on yourself.
No, my husband is he's so great, and he's such a grounded, chill, relaxed person. So I feel like if he wasn't in my life, I don't know what kind of mom I would be, like, because he's so laid back. But like, Tracy and I were working till like 8 o'clock the other night. Remember, we walked inside and the kids still hadn't had dinner and he was just sitting on the couch playing guitar. So like, I don't like, he's not lazy. He loves to take them on hikes. Like, he does like active stuff, but it just doesn't occur to him to keep the house running.
That mean that you every single night have to be the person to be like, hey, it's time to brush our teeth and go to bed? Is that you every single night?
Yeah, but hot tip, Megan. Hot tip, when your kids are little, you don't start a routine. You don't read to them.
you lower all the expectations.
Yeah. And so my kids, since they were tiny, would just go to bed. They do it now. Yeah, they go to bed. They have reading time before bed on their own. And then they go to bed. And sometimes we go to bed and we're like 9:30, lights out, guys. And they're like rule followers and they do it. And so it's not that big of a deal. Bedtime, like, we're about to watch Jeopardy. You guys get in bed. And then, I mean, literally when my daughter was two, she would be like, good night, and like walk into her room. So that's because my hot tip.
That's amazing.
See, but like, which is also how I got pregnant. Hot tip.
Here's my hot tip. Marry gay straight. And
that's true.
My husband is, I'm lucky.
He's gonna love that you just told everybody.
He knows. He's like, he's at his age, he's like leaned into it. But he just, you know, he likes to clean. Mm-hmm. I am surface messy, but very organized, but I will leave a trail of chaos behind me. And then I stop my day at 4 and I'll clean up the house. So touring with Shay, she would constantly clean up my trail of chaos.
She also leaves tissues just like everywhere, like just a used tissue.
I got too much in my brain. I just am like thinking and I just move on to the next thing. I'm lucky. He's good. Like I'll cook, he cleans up the dishes. But then there's things, we've been together for so long, and Shay and I were just talking about this because, you know, he's been working from home and he's able to help out more so he can go to the grocery store, but he doesn't understand like how to shop for groceries. And I think all moms are very particular on what they buy. And I'm like, we have been married for 20 years. How do you not know what brand of milk we buy? How has that photograph of the milk carton not embedded in your brain? So when you're staring at it, you instantly recognize the one that we've been drinking for years. That kind of stuff. It just doesn't compute.
My husband's the shopper and the cook, but he also would like live at Costco if he could.
Oh my God, my husband too. What's with Costco?
I just watched an interview last night. Apparently Dax Shepard loves Costco as well.
Who doesn't love Costco?
But I don't.
I know you have a New York City apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No.
So we're like Whole Foods people, and I know that like is kind of an obnoxious thing, but I literally like we pick our apartments and now our homes that we're out of the city now based on their proximity to Whole Foods. If there's not a Whole Foods within 20 to 25 minutes, or in New York City within 5 to 10 city blocks, it's a hard no for me.
And I feel you, sister. I'm a Whole Foods
person. Yeah. I haven't like ever stepped in a Whole
Foods. So I feel that way about Trader Joe's.
Yeah. So my husband and I are like very aligned in like the wellness eating type of thing. So he actually does our like, he loves to cook and he loves like the healthy food. And in fact, he loves to make our kids like vegan food. And like my son's very adventurous and it's very impressive actually. The other day, we still give him turkey sandwiches for lunch because he likes them. And we've always said we're plant forward, but if our kids want to make a choice on their own, that is their choice. Like we're not going to push it on them, but we are going to educate them and tell them how great it can be. So recently he was like, you know, guys, mom, dad, I don't really want to eat the turkey anymore, but I'm wondering what else I could eat. So my husband made like his version of tofurkey, like a soy variety. And my son's like super into it right now. And it's so cool to see, like, that is how my husband and I really like thrive. Like we love that stuff. Mm. And it's so cool to see them adopt that. You know what I mean? Like, we are a Whole Foods family. We are like that obnoxious Whole Foods family, but like, I really dig it. And I love seeing our kids step into it. But I will say, I told the story the other day, and Heidi, you probably feel me on this. I told you the other day.
Oh, my kids won't eat anything if it's not organic. At school, they get a snack. They're like, is it organic? Yeah. Is there sugar? Can't have it.
I know. Her kids are even better. I mean, we've gone on vacation with Heidi and my family have gone together many times. And like, I'm so impressed by their level of sophisticated palateness. Like we'll sit down and they're like, dude, do you have like mung beans? My son's like, I don't know. She's like a chicken nugget, you know? No. It's amazing. It really is amazing. But okay, guys, this is like mom guilt. So the other day, my son invites me into his room and he's a little teary. I can tell. And I'm like, what's wrong, Mies? He's like, well, I wanted to ask you a question. So Oma and Grandpa Michael, they're not vegan, right? This is my dad and my husband's mom. I was like, yeah, that's true. They're not vegan. He's like, so are they going to die before us? Are they going to die really soon? So he had internalized that if you're not vegan, you're not healthy, and that you're maybe going to die. And
I was like, I want to dial back that rhetoric. Okay.
We need to dial back the rhetoric. There might need to be like a little re-education. So you have to be careful. They're little sponges, you know? And it's such an interesting, this is my oldest. So this is the first time I've gone through this. And I'm like, all right, learning moment.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big learning moment. So, okay, we could talk about like mom guilt and mistakes forever, but I was like obsessed kind of weirdly with Valley of the Dolls many years ago. And I loved the book. I thought it was great, but I was enthralled. And P.S. like had never popped a pill in my life when I was reading it. So I was like, what is this world? Mm-hmm. So I want to know, like, speaking of like mommy's little helpers or mommy juice, like what do you guys do to relax, Band of Mothers and then OTG? Oh, like, do you have anything that just question. Like helps you cut the edge? What was that?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's definitely evolved over the years. Our kids are, our daughters are 10 and Shay's son is 8. And so it's gotten different as our kids have gotten older. We've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, because we used to drink a lot.
All the time. I never drank so much in my life. Day drinking? I mean, yeah. I mean,
espresso martinis were invented for moms.
I didn't drink by myself during the day, I don't think, but I would get together with my other best friend and neighbor, and it would be like 3 o'clock, and by 3:30 we'd be done with a bottle of Chardonnay, you know, and the kids are just running outside.
Which we, you know, we try not to play into the whole mommy wine culture. I think that there is something toxic about that, but then we also feel like, and this was pointed out by our friend who hosts Why Mommy Drinks, you know, because we talked about the title of the show, and she's like, I'm really sick of mommy wine culture. There isn't daddy beer culture, you know. People are going to cope the way they have to cope. And when you're a brand new mom with tiny little kids and you're being responsible, so you have some wine because you're fucking burnt out. And that's, you know, the whole point of this conversation, right? Like I definitely was really depressed when my son was born and he was born. My daughter was 9 months old when I got pregnant with my son. And we moved from New York City to Denver, Colorado. And then I had this kid who was not even remotely as easy as my other kid. And yeah, when he went to bed at 8 o'clock before his like midnight feeding, I would go out front and I would smoke a cigarette and drink a glass of whiskey. And it was disgusting. And that's probably why he stopped nursing. But like at the time I felt like I was doing something for myself. I had a minute to myself on my terms. I knew what I was doing. I needed to chill. I had one glass of hard, not mixed, pure whiskey. And that was how I coped. Now it's different. You know, now I think there's a lot more tools than there were 10 years ago. Mental health is much more at the forefront. Now I'm actually, you know, just because of hormonal levels and things like that and just the stress of COVID and what happened to our business, I take Zoloft every day. And that's my magic, honestly. That's, and I think people awesome. Should be more open about that. And
yeah, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I think as you get older too, for me, booze is just getting less and less interesting to me as I don't crave it like I used to. I don't need it. I don't feel I could bounce back from drinking. I can't as much anymore. And I've also had a deep dive into spirituality in the last 2 years. And so I'm finding that there's other, like I am experiencing like a higher vibration that I prefer to stay in. But that means I meditate and that means I take a bath and I try to go for walks outside and look at the sun. And those are things, those are my new helpers, but it took 10 years to get to that place. And I didn't, like Shay made a really great point. I had no tools when my daughter was born and I had an emergency C-section. I was almost died. I was sick as a dog. I had horrible postpartum that nobody knew. And, you know, I didn't even realize until way after the fact. And I was a type A, you know, thought I had to be super mom, beat myself up from the minute she was ripped out of my stomach. I never gave myself a break. So of course I was going to drink, you know, and I'm grateful now that in the wellness space, that these are things that we can talk about a lot more openly and that there are more options. So I wonder for like this new generation of, you know, moms that are having younger children, if mommy's little helper looks a lot different than it did. And also weed's legal, which is just better for everyone.
For sure.
You know?
Totally.
Totally. I really love that actually we just opened up this can of worms. And it's funny. So this is Jamie talking. I actually didn't think I was going to have like a dog in this fight, a piece in this conversation, because I've been sober for like over 10 years. And I talk about that a lot. But so yeah, I was a party animal when I was younger, and not just a party animal in a good way, like deeply troubled. But like in all the ways, right? Like all the normal ways, nothing really that unique about the sitch. But I decided to get sober in my 20s. So I don't do drugs and I don't drink. However, I'm so glad you brought up postpartum, because after I had my little boy Mason, I remember thinking that there was something so wrong with me, because you're taught that you're supposed to think, oh my God, I have never been so in love with another human in my life. This is rainbows and butterflies. I didn't feel that at all. I was completely miserable. Those first 4 days in the hospital were some of the darkest days of my life. I was so hormonally imbalanced that I was convinced my husband was going to leave me. My husband's not leaving me. Like, he's not leaving me. You guys know my husband, like, off the grammar.
Sure do. He's never leaving you. He's so in love. Say it. Amazing. Say it. The stuff of romance novels.
But I was crazy. Yeah, but I was crazy. I was like, yeah, it's okay. And so when I was having my second, I had gone to my doctor. I actually went because I was having some other anxiety about delivery, because I had like my first panic attack ever, because I got claustrophobic from the epidural. So I went to a psychopharmacologist to talk about what would be safe to possibly do when I'm having this baby, because I don't really want to go through that again. It was like an 8-hour panic attack. I had a really tough time with the epidural. She was like, well, let's talk about everything. And I started telling her my story. She's like, so you understand that you had postpartum depression, right? Because like that darkness didn't go away for like 4 to 6 months. And I was like, oh, no, I couldn't have depression. Like, I just, having a baby is just fucking hard. And it was really dark. And she's like, yeah, but it was really dark. And I was like, well, yeah, it was. And so she put me on, I think I was on Zoloft. I was on Zoloft. And so I was on that, doctor, you know, it was safe to take right before. Anyway, long story short, I was on Zoloft, whatever. Totally, everything fine. Totally had a different experience the second time around. Was it because of the SSRI? Maybe. Was it because I was just more equipped? Maybe. I also had an emergency C-section. It was all very hard when your baby almost perishes when you are giving birth. I think you're just so stuck in the happiness of them having survived that I wasn't really even thinking about myself. However, it really helped. Fast forward though, it's 2 years later, right? For the last like year, I'm like, why do I really not feel like having sex? This sucks. Like, I feel so bad. And finally, I figured it out 6 months ago. I'm like, oh my God, I think this Zoloft really fucked with my sex drive. So I tapered off and I recently completely stopped and it kind of came back and I was like, oh. So I just do wish that people would talk about all of this more, because if I wasn't so ashamed to even talk about it, because even me as a wellness expert, you kind of feel a little embarrassed to put your hand up and say, I suffered with some depression. I took a doctor prescribed thing. And then this is what happened. But if we talked about it, we'd know.
So I have the opposite effect. And I think it's because I'm finally able to get rid of some of the anxiety. So before, I would be like not in the mood because I was thinking about the like all of the shit. And so Zoloft actually improved my sex life because I was just, I'm just a happier person. So it was like an interesting. And then you guys, this is my new secret. It's brand new. My friend made me go. We went on spring break. We went to see my vaccinated parents and it was in Palm Springs and it was great. And my girlfriend was like, you will not read a book about self-help or
unless it's my
not
book.
Read. I've read your book. I read your book. She was like, you will not read any book except Megan Murphy's. You will not read a book about business. You are reading fiction. She reads like a ton of books and she's like, I'm giving you something like creepy and sexy and here you go. And I read this book in like 10 hours. I mean, like, just, which for me is like, yeah. Like I read it in like a day and I have been so horny. And then I'm reading another one by the same author and I'm like in bed till like midnight. And I'm like, I have not been this horny in years. So you guys put down some of the other shit and grab something sexy. Like, I haven't felt this way since Outlander when we were traveling on a plane.
So happy.
Oh my God. Tracy would look at me on the plane and be like, are you okay? And I'd be like, I'm totally fine. Just don't fucking talk to me right now. But like, sexy books, ladies, let's bring it back.
Oh, yeah. I love that. What do you guys do to get in the mood, Heidi and Megan? Megan, you're always in the mood, I feel.
I mean, my husband's cute. I don't know. I like working from home because like there's just so many opportunities, right?
That's true. That's
I'm
true.
I'm a huge believer in middle of the day.
Yeah, me too.
For me, like, I'm just tired at night, dude.
Yeah.
So middle of the day, we figured out nap time is like a great time.
Yeah, I'm like right there with you. Like, sometimes I texted my husband the other day. I was like, do you want to go upstairs? And he was like, oh, be right there. He had been on like a conference call with 15 people in like the Netherlands. And he was like, gotta go, bye.
My husband's in the office, so it's been frustrating. But we do send our kids down to our neighbors. It's in our little bubble. And we will just be frank about it and be like, we're sending our kids down. We need a little time. And then my girlfriend, she texted me the other day because I guess something was going on. And literally her text just said, are you done fucking? And I was like, oh, so you know what I meant by that?
That's amazing.
I wasn't checking my phone mid, but we were done.
That's a very Paris Hilton moment. Do you remember like early on when she had like the sex tape thing, and she was like, her phone rang in the middle and she was like, hold on. And I was like, that's a
shut up. I didn't know that.
Yes. All right. So yeah, any other kind of mommy timeout moments? Like, do you guys hide, are you pantry hiders? Megan, I know you're like a pantry hider, gluten-free cracker eating like timeout.
I definitely had some moments when my kids were homeschooling, but I've talked about this. Like, I hacked my life by putting them in-person school. So we pulled the trigger, put them in a private Catholic school that was like reasonably priced and from 8 to 3. So like, you know, like when I was hiding in the pantry or my closet with the laptop, now I'm like, I'm free till 3 p.m.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That was a game changer, because when they were home and I'm trying to like make a paper sloth and teach cursive and carry a wand and do the math, like I really, that was, my brain was falling out of my ear, and I don't have any help. Like, we no longer have babysitters or any, we have no help. So
yeah,
it was a lot, but school, man, school is cool.
Agree.
I hide on the ground. I like need to feel grounded, and I get on the ground.
That's Heidi, by the way. Yeah, I love that.
Good solid advice. I need to be grounded.
Do you put a blanket over you? I don't understand.
I actually like just go to the far side of my bed, but there's like no other door around, and I just get on the ground in a child's pose and kind of just like.
That makes sense for a yogi, right? Yeah.
I've missed that because I got introduced to that, and I. All summer when it was really stressful and our business was just imploding and there was just a lot of big feelings, you could find me just laying in the grass on my backyard.
Nature is grounding.
Yeah, I would just, when I couldn't take it, I would just go lie outside and stare at the sky. And I still do it. And the other day this is a couple months ago, we had like a really big thing happen with our business, and it was really upsetting. And it was winter in Colorado, but there was no snow on the ground. And I took a walk. And I was kind of in this forest, and I just took off my Uggs and just walked around barefoot like a crazy person.
That's very Ayurvedic.
My feet on the leaves. I know. It works. It helps me. That's because I'm a hippie at heart. Like, it just feeds my...
But it would help anybody. They just wouldn't know why. And they might not think to do it.
It really does help.
But I will say, for me, hiding in plain sight is way more effective than locking a door. Because if the door is locked, there's banging, there's tears, there's screaming. Whereas if I just hide without locking a door and turn off the lights, like, I'm cool. I have a minute.
I think the most important thing is that it's normal. You know, it's normal to need a break. Like, there's so much guilt. I just remember, especially when my kids were at that age where they were just constantly needing you and constantly knocking and constantly needing your attention. I felt like a shit mom for needing anything for myself. And
a breath. You know,
And when Tracy and I started traveling and meeting moms all over the country and giving hugs and high fives and ass slaps and being like, you're okay. It's okay that this is hard. It really changed, you know, our view on our own parenting, because it's, everybody has this in common, no matter what kind of mom you are, you know, no matter if you love Spirit Week or you hate Spirit Week or you're, you know, or you have to take medication or you've never taken medication. Like, we all have moments where we just feel like we need to escape. And that is okay. That does not make you not love your kids. That does not make you a shitty mom. And so that's literally what Tracy and I do with our life, is try to tell moms that it's okay, that it's hard.
And even the word escape has this like negative connotation. You actually just need to recalibrate. I mean, it's not even escape. It's just, you're a human and you need alone time. It's necessary for your health, you know? And I don't know where in the narrative we lost that moms aren't allowed to have that.
Oh,
and
I know. Because my favorite meme from COVID was like, our society expects moms to parent like they don't have a job and work like they don't have children. And that's when it happened, because that's impossible and it's not sustainable, because you need two separate humans to do that. So having that ridiculous expectation of moms, I personally believe, is when it became not okay to have an escape.
As I text my husband, I'm like, are you leaving to get the kids? I told you I was on a podcast.
I know, and that's what's funny too. My husband, like, is just, you know, he's been home this whole time and he's constantly like, how is it 2:30? Where did the day go? I can't believe how it's, and I'm like, welcome to my world. You know, and I did it with, and no wonder. And I feel like I've talked to Shane about this. Like I've really, with him home, and he does help, and he's fine with it. But I've really like taken a step back and let him do things, because I realized for 10 years I managed an entire house renovation while on tour, while working full time, while driving my kid back and forth with no nanny and no help, and did all the groceries and paid all the bills
and ran your own business.
And I'm fucking tired, you know? And so I think this pandemic, and for fortunate for some couples, like it's really like he realizes, oh wow, you have to go to the grocery store and that takes an hour and a half. But you also then have to come back and work 4 hours and take an hour out to cook the dinner. And, you know, it's a lot. And we women have just been doing it, all of it. And we're just tired, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and having to shave under our arms. I mean,
I saw the best. I saw the best like marquee. It was like up on a marquee. Somebody posted a picture of it. It had to be at the Jersey Shore. Had to be. It said, "I'm vaxxed, waxed, and ready for summer 21. I was like, "Oh my God, are we waxing again? Is that a thing? Are we bringing that back?"
Not in Colorado.
Well, no. I think this entire like what we're talking about today is so incredibly relevant, so important. I'm so glad you guys have really made it your mission to just normalize being normal. Like, just be okay with being not okay, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. And it's so much of what we do too. So I think a great way to wrap this up would be, we always end our show with something called Karma Call, where Heidi explains it and Megan usually sings it, but I'll just simply tell you guys that we all,
the full presentation.
Yeah. Okay, wait, ready? The last thing we're going to do is Karma Call. So obviously now you know why Megan says it, but I'm the yogi, so I'll explain that karma is a Sanskrit word for action. So we ask everyone who comes on our show, what is an actionable item that our listeners can do for like a week that might change their life? Like, I don't know, walk outside barefoot, anything.
Okay.
I was thinking, should we all give one for like to avoid mom burnout?
Yeah. I want to hear from you guys too.
Okay, no, but you guys go first, Band of Mothers. You go first.
So what was the question?
I didn't hear the assignment.
Okay, well, so you, Jamie, added mom burnout. So like one thing our listeners could do, a very small actionable item to avoid mom burnout.
Okay.
I just shared this yesterday. So to the point of kind of grounding, I've been trying to pay more attention to just breathing, which I realize I maybe don't do a great job at. And
no one does, says the yoga teacher.
I know, right? So one thing I've been trying to do, and just enjoying, just connecting more with nature. So when I drive, and I drive back and forth to Shay's house like all the time, so I'm kind of in the car. My daughter's school is a while, you know, out. So I don't know, I feel like I'm in the car. So when I get out of the car, I close the door and I just look up at the sky and I just take like a huge deep breath and let it out. And then I move on. It takes 6 seconds. But it's really helped me just like, oh, there's the sun and look, there's clouds in the sky today. And I finally fill my lungs up with fresh air. And I don't know, I feel like it's been helping. I look a little weird on the side of the street, just gazing up and breathing.
Never bother you before.
No, never bother me before. But that's my tip. And that's an easy thing that everyone can do. When you close your car door before you go out and try to undo your clipped in kid in the car seat, just take a deep breath. They're going to be okay. It's going to take you 3 seconds. And it'll help.
That's good. That's a good tip. I thought about this one this morning. So generally, because I kind of do everything in the morning for the kids, I lately have noticed that I haven't made my coffee. Like I'll be like, oh, I haven't had my coffee yet. And then in the middle of everything, I'm trying to make the coffee. So I know that people have been telling us this ever since we had kids. And it's so hard. It's the whole airplane metaphor where you put your own mask on first. But I do think that I forget that. And I want to be reminded. So I just want to remind the audience, like, put your mask on first. Make your coffee or your cacao or whatever you need before you start your day. Like, we had a guest on who talks about how she rolls over, puts her headphones in, and has 4 minutes of affirmations before she gets out of bed. You know, if you can just give yourself, whether it's the breath, the coffee, whatever you need, even if it takes the smallest amount of time, because I know for me, whenever I feel like something's going to take a lot of time or a lot of effort,
it's stressful.
It's too stressful for me. So think simple, think small, give yourself a little something first, turn on music while you're making breakfast for the kids so that you're not just like, oh, I got to do this and this and this, which is how I feel like I get. Like I'll turn on Dua Lipa and then I'm like dancing while I give, you know, little tiny things for yourself first.
Megan? I decorate for holidays, and I was realizing I actually was feeling like a little sad this morning. And I realized, cause this is the holiday lull, like I've taken Easter down and I don't really have
Greek Easter's in another couple weeks, Meg. Just
I know. Well, so I left spring bunnies out, but I got rid of a lot of the big Easter, and I really was I was like, why do I feel kind of eh? And it's like, because I need something to decorate for. I love celebrating. I love to holiday hard. And it's a quiet moment in my holiday house. And I had to pause and be like, okay. So I'm like, I'm going to go so hard for Memorial Day. Nobody knew what hit them. And I just started buying these like flag buntings for the mantle. But it made me feel better because now I'm just going to crush Memorial Day into 4th of July. And it's going to be the most patriotic house you've ever seen.
Why can't we have Mother's Day decorations?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do, but it's light. I have a Mother's Day pillow. I made a banner that I showed on the Today Show out of paper bags last year. Like, I do that, but it's not as, like, epic.
No, no, you're going, like, full ham Americana.
I'm
going to
go, exactly. That's what fed my soul and recharged me this morning. Like, literally online ordering buntings, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got this.
She's back. Just eat a bunting.
Hot dog eating contest. I love
that. Amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is Jamie. So this is a really nice one I've been doing lately. And it also has to do with music. It kind of plays into your Dua Lipa, cause I feel that hard. Putting on music in a room in my house can change the entire tone. You know, even if I like just, you know, tell
kids
my
bop.
Yeah. I was just about to say, even if I just tell my Google to play kids.
No,
bop.
Not kids bop.
Like, and it's so funny. My son now, my 2-year-old, who can hardly, he's just learning to speak. He'll be like, Google, play Wheels on the Bus. Like, he'll boss like our Google Home around.
James's first word was Echo?
Yeah,
because totally. We have to call our Amazon Alexa Echo because I have a daughter named Alexia.
Oh, right. Oh. That's smart.
Oh, confusing.
So I will just say this. I do have a bedtime ritual. I really love it because, I'll tell you why. No, because we're the opposite, because you do everything else. So I have a lot of mom guilt because I feel like I'm, you know, at my desk all day. I'm not paying a lot of attention because I'm just like really wrapped up in work. I really try to put my entire focus onto them at dinner, after dinner, and then when I put them to bed. And my older son and I have a very special bedtime ritual where I read to him. We do everything together. It's our time. He knows he's got me. Phones away, yada, yada. But really cool thing is that he likes the same kind of music. Like he, whenever he goes to sleep, since he was a little baby, he's like, oh, should I listen to Bob Dylan or John Denver or Fish or the Beatles? And I'm like, yes, nice. You're so cool. So he, or like the Indigo Girls. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I made him into like me. But we will just sit at the end of the night. He'll put on whatever the first song is, and then he'll play a Spotify playlist of like Bob Dylan or something. And we'll sit and we'll listen to the first song together in silence. And just like feel the music for that 3 minutes. And I got to tell you, it's a very powerful 3 minutes in my day. So try that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love that. So Heidi here, I guess I'm the last one. I love having a transition ritual. Like all these things that everyone's talking about are a little ritualistic, right? So for me, it's when I come home from clients or I'm done with work or whatever it is. I need a minute to myself before I can be mom. You have to switch modes. Like I'm an entirely different person, you know, to my children than I am in business. I'm just not the same person. And I am the same person. It's just very different facets of me. And I operate at a very different frequency, right? So especially in New York City, when you're like coming off the subway and you're like, bitch, get away from me. You know what I mean? Yeah, like when you're not, when the homeless person who's crazy isn't wearing a mask and like yelling at you, you know, after you feel upset about it. So what I've done is we actually had Dan Harris on our show at the very beginning, and he has a meditation app. I'm a yogi. I can meditate by myself, but he has a meditation app called 10% Happier, and he has 1 minute meditations, 5 minute meditations. He has every length and you get to choose it. And I just, even if I only have 1 minute, I lie down, I put my still point inducer, which like gets that cranial sacral ridge. So I feel like I'm in Shavasana. It's a 1 minute meditation or five minutes, and I am a total clean slate. So having whatever that is for you to get that slate clean before you take on like your next role has been a life changer for me. It makes me so much more sane.
Yeah, so girls, we give good advice.
We do.
Yeah, we should have a podcast or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, and since you guys did your question, the very last question we always ask our guests when we do this speed round thing is that your vagina is the name of the last TV show you watched. So equally as important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
if you could give us the last TV show you watched, that is the name of your vagina. Jamie?
I just watched a documentary called Kiss the Ground.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. Heidi?
Real Housewives.
Oh, nice.
I have. Okay. Mine is better about myself, okay? Bridgerton. I have a Bridgerton vagina.
Bridgerton vagina.
Do you guys want to share what your name is?
Oh, mine's always Jeopardy.
I'm dying.
Mine's mine is the Durrells of Carfu.
What is that? Sorry, we need an explanation on that.
I'm sorry. What?
Okay. It's a Masterpiece Theater series. My mom got me onto it.
So that's your mom's vagina's name too. Just FYI.
Why did you ruin my day?
I'm sorry.
So it's Masterpiece Theater. It's on Amazon, and it's about this widowed mother who's got four ridiculous children from like 7 up to their 20s. One of the actors is the guy who plays Prince Charles in The Crown, young.
God, I love him.
And she's widowed after the war, and she started drinking a lot, and she was miserable, and her kids were miserable. So she takes her whole family, just as a single woman, and they move to Greece, and they get this like dilapidated house, and it's very modern. Like, she's very feminist, and her kids are like crazy and weird, and she's a total ball buster, and it's delightful. And
it sounds
all
like the plot of Mamma Mia.
That's what I was just thinking.
And there's three men, and she doesn't know who's the father.
No, it's not like that.
But it's great. No.
It's really good. It takes, yeah. So it's like post World War II period piece, but it's
right about when Mamma Mia was supposed to be cool.
Totally. And it's a lot of like, there's a lot of hot men in it.
So
like,
what was it called again?
The Durrells of Carfu, which is the name of my vagina.
All right.
I love that. So ABBA is your vagina soundtrack, because we're just going to go with Mamma Mia and
or Masterpiece
good.
Theater, you know, that's actually the name of my
All right. Well, Theater. I mean, on that note, you really can't top that is really what I'm just saying.
No. Thank you.
On that note, well, we're going to end our show by saying thank you to everybody for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to all of our shows. Hello. That's subscribe absolutely. To Band of Mothers. Subscribe to Off the Gram. If you are not, you're just really missing out in your life. And don't forget to follow us on the gram at Off the Gram Podcast. And do not forget to follow Band of Mothers Official. Do I have that right?
You do.
At Band of Mothers Official. That's correct.
Fabulous.
Jamie, thank you for facilitating this amazing dual episode.
This was so fun.
Yes.
Super fun.
It was really fun. Great.
Well, thank you everybody at home, and we will see you next time.
I love those ladies.
They are super fun. It would be nice to actually hang out in person one day. One day.
We really just talked about all the things.
All of the things. Also, you can follow each of them individually on the gram where all of them have, and you guys have probably heard Megan Murphy's episode. If you haven't heard Megan Murphy's episode about her book, it's so interesting and good and inspiring, but all of them have interesting Instas too to follow. And I'm obsessed with Heidi's yoga, like so awesome. Her pictures are gorgeous. I'm like, what are you doing with that body? Like, whew.
I mean,
so impressive.
And I'm like, Jamie is like my vegan hero.
She is. They're all very healthy.
I love it. They're so great. All of their handles are in the show notes. So please follow them. We love supporting moms who support moms. It's like our jam.
And speaking of moms supporting moms, please get your tickets for our Mother's Day Eve show, May 8th. Live stream. You can get it through Stellar Tickets. You can get the link on bandofmothers.com. And if you have not joined our Facebook group, Band of Mothers, please do that. That is definitely moms supporting moms, and it's really high vibe in there. I think you're going to like it.
It's good stuff. We hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you next time.